Hello, we're the Code Buzzers. We're the semi-finalists from Nepal in the World Citizenship category. And for the Skype contest, we're participating in the category of Learning and Education.
Our idea of using Skype is closely related to our project. Our project is a pseudo decision support system for farmers, which can help them resolve different issues related to farming. Our project consists of farmers asking experts about issues related to farming and getting answers through the internet. This is where Skype comes in.
And since villagers and experts aren't online 24 hours a day, they can communicate well via Skype messages. Villagers can directly send queries to Skype messages to the experts, who in turn can reply to these messages via Skype again. It's a way of reaching a wider audience. Well, villagers and experts can have a contact with each other, and experts can always reach a wider audience by joining in, a community meeting of villagers. And we're also promoting face-to-face interaction, since there's always a difference between reading about the solution and actually getting to talk with an expert for the solution of the same thing.
A plus point about this idea is that the farmers will be introduced to technology, and once they're introduced to technology, they'll be slowly habituated to using technology in their day-to-day lives. This will increase their chances of using advanced technologies that happen in the future, and without rejecting the idea that these technologies can be used to enhance their farming skills.
Now, another advantage is that this approach is personalized rather than just being general. A number of farmers might be suffering from the same problem, but the cost of agents might be different and they might have different solutions. So instead of saying just ignorant and helpless about these matters, they can use Skype messages to, Skype messages can act as a virtual textbooks, and they can learn ways to solve the same problems.
The good thing for experts that we see here is that experts can access the Skype messages from anywhere. So the expert doesn't have to be physically present everywhere to help the farmers. This is good in case of remote areas where it takes days and days for the experts to reach. And this can be useful to the farmers because they don't require a physical presence of the expert to be there, but the virtual presence here is good enough for the farmers. And in this way, the experts can teach the farmers and the farmers can learn from the experts via Skype.
So ultimately it comes down to this. If there's a better way of doing something, why don't we just use it? Thank you.